You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Good morning. It is 27 degrees at the KXIC studios. North winds just 2 miles per hour as we get ready to wrap up the 7 o'clock hour. And always at this time, around this time on Wednesday mornings, we catch up with Nick Westergaard for our social soundbite. Nick, how are you?
I am mastering this week's hump day.
Yes, we're getting past it. We're surging ahead, getting into our brand new month. Soon enough, February will be here. And then we got to get through that with an extra day, 29 days here in February. So we'll get through this winter together. One of the things that we'll talk about today, there's a lot of funny times when you see Twitter feedback, people going back and forth on Twitter, sometimes between athletes, sometimes between, you know, people. It can be a fun outlet to kind of see what companies do to each other. And apparently Burger King and Wendy's had a little bout, huh?
Yes, Wendy's was very excited about their new $4 menu, and they let out a tweet with a picture of what all you could get, the four for $4 meal. Burger King fired back with their $4 menu item, which has five things in it. So, controversy. things got heated when a user forwarded that back to Wendy's and said, what are you firing back with? And Wendy's replied, edible food.
Oh, zinger. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I know. Wow. You didn't see that coming from the nice girl with the red braids.
Yes. How about that? So is some person who's an intern getting fired for that tweet? Or is it?
I haven't heard. It's mostly received, you know, a lot of times you see, like you said, these brands kind of going back and forth. There's one, if you Google Taco Bell Old Spice Exchange, mm-hmm. where they went back and forth. And a lot of times, as long as nobody gets hurt,
it's just fun.
It's just fun.
And I know the Hawkeyes, I can't remember who there was a team that they were jousting with a bit on Twitter. I remember there was another team. I can't remember what that was.
Well, there was the Iowa State game, I think, last year, where like the campus police department.
That was, I remember. Yeah, I remember
had
that.
Some fun tweets. And I think that with social media, though, we like seeing our brands get a little human. And
you know, that's true. It personalizes it a bit. I know sometimes when I reply to people personally from KXIC, sometimes people even say, oh, I didn't expect someone to even reply, you know, because they think their
expectations are so low. Most businesses just ignore. So I think, number one, responding. But if you can respond with a little bit of humanity and some fun, it goes a long way.
And I think it does take that shield down a little bit, too, because it's easier for people to throw tomatoes and be rude to a corporate company and not think of it as being personal. But when someone actually replies back, oh, well, you know, I just wanted to tell you this because of that, you know, it does personalize a little bit.
Easy way to exceed expectations online.
Reply back and make it personal. I like that. All right. And then we do have some time. We can squeeze in another social soundbite here today. What else did you have for us?
A fun news item that shows the difference between what men and women are searching for on Pinterest. So with men, you saw the top searches being around paleo diets, pocket squares, and Super Bowl snacks. And women are traveling with kids and glamping.
What's glamping?
Glamorous camping.
Oh,
so this is you want to camp but don't necessarily like the outdoors.
I'm out of the loop, apparently.
You would be glamping. But the common denominator for everyone, as we in Iowa can attest to, slow cooker recipes.
I love it. Yes, that's still perfect for this
winter.
We're
all in search of.
No doubt. The glamping, that's the closest I can get my wife to camp, too. I did get her out. We've gone out to Kent Park a few times, but they do have internet access. And so she sits in the tent sometimes on the air mattress with the laptop. And it's nothing like the outdoors, right?
Well, you're just taking the internet to the outdoors.
I'll go out fishing. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. We appreciate it. That's Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. You can check out Brand Driven Digital for more information. And always catch the Social Soundbite right here on KXIC right around this time on Wednesday mornings. Snapshot coming up. Plus, we're going to catch up with Kingsley Botchwe from the Iowa City Council. It's all coming up here on The Morning Show, AM 800 KXIC, Iowa City. Busy hour. Lots to get to. More to come here on AM 800 KXIC. Plus, your chance to win $1,000. That's right. You got a chance to win $1,000 coming up just around the corner on AM 800 KXIC and KXIC.com. Don't miss your chance. $1,000 up for grabs. Good morning. If you'd like the latest local news, weather updates, and contest information delivered each day.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.